Okay, let's go on to the next sugya, which is fundamental, very beautiful. We discussed last week the shita of Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds that chayve krisis, there is a concept of kamle bidrabine, which means that not just chayve misis bezdin, not only when you get punished by bezdin, killed, then we say, come live with Amine, you don't pay Tashlumin, you don't pay. But also if it's Chayve Krisis, if it's Misa B'nei Shemayim, if a Kishbo who punishes a person, Chayv Kars, Ochal B'yoyim HaKippurim, if a person eats a Yom Kippur, and he is Chayv Momin, so Chayve Krisis is also Potter from Tashlumin. Kim Levit Ramine. How do we know that? So the Abai says, because we learn, come live with Amine from the Pasuk. If there's no asain, there's no tragedy, means the woman doesn't get killed, then you have to pay. So we learn from there, if there is death, then the woman does not have to pay. Because so the Gemara learns from there that not just asain where you chayev misa bidei adam in Bezdin, but even any type of asan, like we see by Binyamin, the karahu asan, even if a person gets killed, bidei shemayim, so too, there is no tashlumin, and there's a concept of kamle bidrabminei, but any type of death, even a death from shemayim, there's also a ptur of kamle bidrabminei, and that's pshat in Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Not just miso bidei bezdin, your potter from tashlumin, kimle bidrabminei, but also miso Bidei Shemayim. Rava Omar. Rava gives a different reason. Taima, this Agamara. Taima the Reb Nechunya ben Akana Ma'acha. Reb Nechunya ben Akana's reasons from here. The Pasuk says, Vim Halem Yalimu Amoritz. Esenei Aminu Ishahu. Bisito Mizar Ala Moilech. Vesamti Esponai Bishahu. Vimishbachtoi. Vichati Oisoi. So the Pasuk says that Akash Baruch Hu says, I give Koreis. Amro Toiro. Koreis Shaloi Shali. Kemisa Shalochem. In other words, it talks about b'situ mizar lamoylech, which is death, and it says, Akash Baruch Hu says, you do that, you get kares. So we learn the Rasha, ma misa shalachem potem min atashlumin, af kares shili potem min atashlumin. A beferish Rasha that we learn, that not just when the Bezdin meets out the punishment of misa, we say, kam le b'drab minei, and there's no money to be paid, but also by kares, if Akash Baruch Hu gives out the kares, Koresh Eli, Potem Minat Ashlumin, just like Misa Shelochem, and therefore, even by Koresh, when a person is Chayiv Koresh, for example, Yom Zor, Yom Kippurim, Ochal B'Yom Kippurim, so too there's no Chiyuv of money. That's the Chiddush of Reb Nechunya ben Akana. So either we learn it from every Asain, Asain Bidei Shemayim, or we learn it from the Pasuk that says Koresh is also Potter from Tashlumin. So by Moedech, you're going to kill your child.
Yeah, so
the Misa, so the Kareh, because says, my Kareh Shali is like your Misa. That's all it means, and it's a Drasha, look in Rashi, says, Lamanu Shakareh B'mokim Misa V'chilufa, that Kareh is instead of Misa. You'll do Misa, I'll do Kareh. So you see that a Kareh is instead of Misa. Just like when you do Misa, Bezin does Misa, there is no Chiv Tashlumin, Kamle Bramine. So too, when a Akash Baruch Hu says, I do Kares, there is no Tashlumin because of Kamle Bidramine. So Gemara says, my Benayu, Maike Ben Rava Labaya. What's the difference between Rava and Abaya? They both give a different reason, but they're both coming to say that there's no Tashlumin, there's no payment, even when a Akash Baruch Hu meets out the punishment. So Gemara says, the difference is, Ike Benayu, Zor She'ochal Trumo. The difference is where the punishment given out by Kadosh Baruch Hu is not kares, but misa bidei shemayim. So where the punishment is misa bidei shemayim and not kares, so according to Abaye who says asain any type of tragedy, so even misa bidei shemayim will pata you from tashlumin. But according to Rav who learns it specifically from the pasuk v'chvrati, which is kares, then maybe only Kares will pater from Teshlumin and not Misa Bidei Shemayim. Okay.
But is it Misa Bidei Shemayim instead of Misa?
It is instead of Misa, but the Pasuk only says Kares. That's it. That's it. That's the Gemara says. I can argue in the Gemara, but that's the Gemara says. Look at Rashi. Zasha chutuma b'mezit hu b'misa b'idei shemayim v'lay b'kores. Kores hu v'zara ne'noshim l'chsiv aririm yu. And this is just misa b'idei shemayim. It's not as bad. So labaya potim tashlum minafkalim osim b'idei shemayim v'chol osim b'mashma b'in misa b'in b'kores. And according to Rava, it's only kores per se. Okay, it's not a difficult piece. The Gemara says something very simple, that basically that Misa zar she'achal truma b'mezit. That's yes important to remember. A stranger zar, not a kohen, that eats truma b'mezit. So the halacha is that according to Abaya, you'd be potter from what? What are you potter from? You're potter from tashlumin, right? What tashlumin are you potter from? You're potter from the tashlumin of paying back the truma that you ate b'mezit. If you ate somebody else's truma b'mezit, you put it from keren, chaymish, osham, whatever, keren, chaymish. Why? Because of kamlei b'drabi minei. That's what the Gemara says. Right? That's what Rashi says. V'abaya potem tashlumin, nafne was minei shemayim. Very good. Comes along Taisus. Let's focus on Taisus. Let's learn up a Taisus correctly. Says Taisus, zor she'ochal truma l'abaya potem, says Taisus, v'oichel truma b'shoigeg. If you eat truma b'shoigeg, v'hizid b'me'ilo l'rebi d'oma b'misa, d'chayev, gzeiras ha'kosav hu. What is Taisus saying? I have no idea what Taisus even means. I don't know what he's saying. What is Taisus saying? Oichel truma b'shoigeg, or hizid b'me'ilo l'rebi d'oma b'misa, d'chayev, gzeiras ha'kosav hu. What's Taisus saying? So if you turn to the Masha, it's always good to learn the places with the Masha. You can figure out the Masha. This Masha is not so difficult. Number two on the sheet, next page. Dvreim tzrichim biur. My kashalu mi shoygeik de truma la abaya. What Taisa is asking from shoygeik? According to Abaya, which means, zah sha'ochal truma b'shoygeik, the halay potter abaya la mezit, the misa, mishum de kamle b'ramine. V'chei mekashalu mi ezit b'mile l'rebi. Chiv de mile namile l'shoygeik muchzu gipher kosho. What is this shoygeg? What is he talking about? What does he mean to ask? So he says very simple. He says, well, everybody knows there is a Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei, which is Tanu de Vechizkiya, which means that kamle b'drab minei is not just when you do something b'mezit and you chayev misa, then we say you pot from tashlumin. But Tanu de Vechizkiya learns that chayvei misas shoygegim are also potter from tashlumin, which means that if I do something b'shoigek, something that if I would have done it b'mezit, I would have been potter because of kamlev rabine from the payment. So if I do that avera b'shoigek and I don't get killed, nevertheless I'm potter from tashlumin. Why? Because Tana Bechizkiya chayve mises shoigekin is also potter because of the same svara of kamlev rabine. Because the chiyuv is really a chiyuv that potters you for mammon. Just you can't carry out the punishment. But that's famous Reb Chizkiya, that even if you do something b'shoigeg, if you would have gotten Misa, you would have been potter. So to over here b'shoigeg, you're potter. Says the Marsha, so that's Taisa's question. Well, if you're telling me that according to Abaya, that if you eat truma b'mezit, and you chayev Misa b'dei shemayim, do you pay on the truma that you ate? You don't. Why don't you? So then asks Taisus, well, if that's the case, so why then when you eat truma b'shoigeg, what's the halacha? If you eat truma b'shoigeg, what do you do? What do you pay? Look at the pasuk. Number one, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shgaga, and we learned that means truma, v'yotzav chamishisoy olav, v'nosan l'koyin, it's a kodesh. It means truma, it means me'ila also, hekdesh also. But clearly, when you eat truma b'shoigeg or hekdesh b'shoigeg, you pay keren v'chaimish. By hekdesh, you do korban meila asham, keren chaimish asham, or keren v'chaimish. So Taisa's question is, wait a second. If you hold like Tana de Vechizkiya, and you're telling me that if you eat truma b'mezit, you potter from tashlumin, so if you eat truma b'shoigeg, you should be potter from keren v'chaimish. So why are you not potter? Answers Taisvis. We went back to the words of Taisvis. What's the answer? Zeres HaKosavu. Very simple. Don't ask me, Taisa says, if you eat Truma B'Shoigeh and you have to pay now Tashlume Truma, payment for Truma, it's B'Shoigeh and you should be potter because of Kimrei B'Rabbe Minei according to Abaye, according to Anavechizkia. Says Taisa, it's Zeres HaKosav. That's all Taisa's question is. Look at number 2a. If you want to see it in Masha inside, that you're potter because kamlei v'amine. So then, what is the pasuk going on that says a shoygeg a truma? If you eat truma shoygeg, you chayev keren v'chaimish. Clearly, its exeris hakosef surpasses everything. Very pashut. That's Taisus kasha. Continues Taisus, and Taisus says, well, if that's the case, im taimal la baye the potter chayev misas bidei shemayim. Irev nechunya svir leker rebidom hizid mila misa hizid mila misa. So Taisa asks another question. So why does the Gemara say in Psachim, "Amay tanya b'fer kol shah, oichel chomet shel hekdesh b'moyet, yeshayimim loy mal, v'amrinam an yeshayimim rem luchinyi ben akona"? Again, if you're telling me that, listen, if you're telling me that shoygeg by truma or shoygeg by hekdesh, no matter what, even though there would be a kamlei v'raminei, but shoygeg by truma, shoygeg by hekdesh, no matter what, you always have to pay. There is no kam levi d'rabminei. Why? Because Exeris HaKosav says you pay. So why does the Gemara say that if you eat hekdesh on Pesach b'shoygeg, then since Pesach yichayev kares on chametz, so over here you potter because of kam levi d'rabminei according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Yeshayimim delay moal, you're not chay mila, and you're potter from keren, chaymesh, and asham. What do you mean? You just told me that there's no ptur of kamle bilamine by truma b'shoyeg and by hekdesh b'shoyeg because it's exeris hakosav. So why then, when you eat truma on Pesach, and truma, if you eat hekdesh on Pesach b'shoyeg, you're going to be potter because of kamle bilamine? Joe, what's the answer? Answer is very simple, says Taisus. Because when did I say that is Exeris HaKosav regarding the problem of the misa that would occur by eating truma or by eating hekdesh? Bemezit. So don't say, you chayev misa, bemezit, so b'shagit yipot also, come live name. We don't say that. But here there's a different reason why you chayev misa. Not because you ate the hekdesh or the truma. It's because it was chametz on Pesach. So because of the chorus aspect of chametz on Pesach, that was never touched by the Xeris HaKosav, and therefore, there's a heter of kam lev d'amine. Make sense? You following, Ari? Eli, you following? Just like this, not so simple. Because if you eat truma on Pesach b'shoyeg, there the Gemara says, you pay. Why do you pay? Because Exeris HaKosav, but there's Truma, which is Chametz on Pesach, there's also Karis. So if you tell me that when there is Karis, you don't have the Exeris HaKosav, why then by Truma, there is no Ptur of Kam Levi D'Rabminei? Taisus is stuck. He's got a problem. If you tell me that the reason why we say it's different is because Shoygeg does Exeris HaKosav, that's where Taisus started off. So if there's Exeris HaKosav, so why does Exeris HaKosav not help me for hekdesh? Says no hekdesh, this kam lev d'rabminei. Because the chiyuv misa is not because of the hekdesh or the truma part, it's because of the Pesach part. That chorus, and that's going to cause a kam lev d'rabminei, and you'll be potter on the hekdesh. Because of kam lev d'rabminei. So they says, if that's the case, so why by truma on Pesach, don't we say the kam lev d'rabminei of chorus will affect that? Why by truma on Pesach, we don't say kam lev d'rabminei, and you have to pay keren v'chaymish, on Truma B'Shoyeg, after all, there's a Kamlei Ramnei of Kares. That's the question. In other words, look at number between Gimel and Dalet. Im kein hodet nan osam ha ichel trumas chametz bepesach b'shoyk misham ken v'chaimish b'meizit patmin shlumin. Im fash big mal meizit patim leham in nekem chunye v'hashto b'shoyk inami lepatim mishum koreish de pesach. In other words, you should have the same heter that you have by Hegdish that Koresh says you potter. Because of Kamei Raminei, you don't have the Gzeres HaKotzef, so why don't you have that by Truma as well, by Koresh? Understand the question? Ellie, you following? Yes.
The Gzeres
HaKotzef is for both. Hegdish and Truma are both the same. We learn it from the same Pasuk. Answers to
Isis. So, but then why, if it's the same question, why is Truma on Pesach different than Hekdesh on Pesach?
That's Isis' question. That's exactly Isis' question. In other words, either you tell me that there is no Kamlei V'Ravminei B'Shoigek, because that's what the Pasuk is telling me, across the board, or you tell me there is, but that can't be Kamlei V'Ravminei, because then you never have a Chiyuv of Hekdesh or Truma. So Isis says, no, there only is Kamlei V'Ravminei, means you potter, if it's Pesach. Koresh of Pesach will surpass the Gzeres HaKotzef. Well, it only surpasses the Gzeres HaKotzef by Hekdesh, not by Truma. Why not? What's the difference?
The Onish is the same.
One is Keren B'Chemish, one is Keren B'Chemish and Mila.
B'Mezid,
both them, Chomitz on Pesach is Koresh, and both them are Misa B'nei Shemaim. Misa B'nei Shemaim, correct. Both B'nei Shemaim, and both them Pesach is Koresh. Because of Chametz on Pesach. So you tell me that the Gzeres HaKotzef only helps me for the Misa B'nei Shemayim part for regular Hegdesh and Truma, I get that. But then, why then by Truma on Pesach, don't we say Kamlei V'Ravminei? For some reason, why do we say Kamlei V'Ravminei Truma on Pesach? Says Tosfos, is very important insight. Hey, V'yesh Leima, the Shani Shoigeg the Truma, Mishum the Tashlumin the Day, Kaporo. Taisa says, because paying back truma, after I ate the truma, paying back the keren v'chaymesh, is not a chiyuv mamon, it's a kapara. Kapara. I ate truma, I took away truma, I got to replenish the truma, that's a kapara. By kapara, it doesn't apply kam lebed adminei.
Why is truma kapara and hekdesh is not?
I don't know, but that's what Taisa says. Wait, slow down. I don't understand why truma is kapara altogether. But Taisa says, read what he says. V'yesh leimar, the shani shoygeg the truma mishum the tashlumin di day kapara v'loimer moina. Kid amrina maseches trumas dimrotze koyin nimchol eino yachalimchol. Even the koyin cannot forgive it. Why? Mishum delay have mamain. Even if you eat up your own truma, let's say you have truma, Kohen gave you truma, and you eat it, when you're eating hekdesh, you stole from hekdesh. Stole from Hegdish? That's not Kapar, that's Gzela, that's Mammon. And therefore, there you have Kim Lebed Rabiminei. By Truma on Pesach, you won't have Kim Lebed Rabiminei ever. Why? You never have Kim Lebed Rabiminei. Not because of Gzela Sakazov, there's no Kim Lebed Rabiminei by Truma. Because Truma, when I pay back Truma that I ate, it's a Kapara. Kapara, there's no Kim Lebed Rabiminei. That's it. That's Tosfos Teretz. I don't fully understand it, but that's what it says. If Taisa says it, I'll accept it. For some reason, Hegdesh is not called Kapara, that's Gzela, that's Mamonis. And Truma, the reason why I pay back, let's call it the way the Rishonim discuss it, Tashlume Truma, paying back Truma, that is Kapara, and therefore, there's no Kamle Bidrabimye Pashut Bot. Clear? No. Moment. Haitian Sexela, you gotta return.
So that would be a function like that?
Correct. Clearly everything else, yeah. And by the way, and Truma, however, is clearly that's what it says Kapar Dikadim. Very nice, beautiful pshat. Comes along Taisvis. Wait a second. If you tell me Truma is a Kapara, So how about if there's a suffake, if I was ate the truma shalai kedin? What's the case? Look in Taisis. Hodinam befeg noisin kehenesh in isarev loda bivlat shivchasa. If you have a kohenes who gave birth, right, the wife of a kohen gave birth, and she mixed up her child with the child of her servant, two big women in the birthing room, and she mixed up a flat. V'shichu zeh zeh, and each one was meshacher the other one, and now one of them is a kohen, one is not a kohen. V'chein tzavik ben tish l'rishon ben zayin l'achrein. Somebody gave birth, not sure if it's 9 months from the first or 7 months from the second. One of them is kohen, one of them is not a kohen. So what's halacha? It's a safek kohen. Damrina, we say, im ochlu betruma, if they ate truma, ein meshalmin keren v'chemish. They don't pay keren v'chemish. Why? Because I'm moitz mechaveir l'avraya. If I'm a troyim, if I'm a kohen, I'm not a zah she'ochal truma. I'm allowed to eat the truma. So therefore, I don't have to pay anything. Right? So you don't pay anything. Safek, you don't pay. So as Taisus, am I kivin the kaporu l'chayvim misafek? If you tell me that paying back truma that you ate is a chiyuv kapara, so chiyuv kapara is a suffix isurim. So who cares? When do I say I don't have to pay if it's a suffix mamonis? If it's a suffix isurim, because it's kapara, so why do you say you potter to pay? L'chayvim misafik. Be chayiv to pay, misafik. Clear? Sentence question? V'yesh leimar, by the star. Answer thesis. The vaday tzrichin lahafish, aval ein noistim lekayin. Taisa says the chiyuv kapara is to be mafresh the truma. That's the chiyuv kapara. But the chiyuv to give it to the kayin, that's a chiyuv mamonis. Taisa says, did we mafresh the truma? That's kapara. You ate truma shleikadin. You had no right eating the truma. That's kapara. You got to be mafresh another thing of truma instead. But to actually give it to the kohen, that's a din mamonis. So therefore, the safek ben rishon, ben zayin, ben tes, it has to be mafresh the truma, but does he have to give it? No. Safek mamonis, he doesn't have to give it. Could you be moichel lefize etzach leima? Shakaporot luye bafrashe. V'odein a kohen yochel limchel. Eidig Mar says that a kohen cannot be moichel. Heinu linch leitzach laafrish. Avalachel laafrish. Yochel limchel leishe eshaloi. In other words, once you were mafrish, that's the kapar aspect. And therefore, Sofik is chayef to be mafrish. However, to be moichel, he can be moichel after he's mafrish it. The kohen can be moichel. Says, I don't need it because that part is a chiyuv mamon. Comes along the Beis Yaakov and says, wait a second. The Nesivis asked a question I don't understand. If you're telling me that every time I eat truma shalei kedin, I'm a zar shalchal truma b'shaygek on Pesach, whatever you want to say, and you're telling me that no, the reason why there is no kimle b'ramine because it's a chiyuv kapara. So every time I have to be mafreshit, take off a little truma from a new thing, that's a kapara. But then the giving part is a what? Is it din mamonis? As in the Sivis.
Why doesn't Kimle Rabbanei come in?
So why doesn't Kimle Rabbanei come in? If you're telling me that the giving part is a mamonis, so why is the halacha that if you eat truma on Pesach, b'shoigek, chametz, then you have to pay keren v'chaymish. You're right, I have to be mafresh, and there's no kapara because the kimle b'ramine, so there's no kimle b'ramine because kapara, but it says you have to pay the kohen keren v'chaymish. So if you tell me that the giving to the kohen is mamonis, so why is there no kimle b'ramine? So it doesn't answer anything. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
So how would I do it? I'm mafresh, but I don't give it to the kohen. So what do I do with it?
No, but he says, excuse me.
If Kimle Rabbanei would come in.
Correct.
I wouldn't have to give it to the kohen.
Correct.
But I would have to mafresh.
Correct.
So what do I do with it?
Sell it to a kohen. It's mine. I can sell it to a kohen, mafresh is truma, and I'll sell it. Give it to a kohen and get money for it. I'm not mechuyif to give it to a kohen. It doesn't belong to him. There's no tashlum in mamon.
What is mafresh?
What?
Doesn't mafresh take
a mafresh is that you ate truma, you got to return truma to the kahanim.
So how is mafresh doing that?
Because you're returning, you made something truma. You took away truma, and now you're returning truma.
So if I made a truma, how can I sell it?
What?
If I made a truma.
To a kohen, I can sell it.
How can I sell it? It's not my name. anymore.
Why is it not mine?
I was mafreshed
as truma. I made a chalois truma. That's the kapara part. And now the rest part is to give it to a kohen.
It doesn't belong to me once I'm mafreshed.
I can give it to, so the Ram says, you give it to a kohen, and then you give it to a kohen, your friend, they'll pay you back for it, so to speak. It comes with a funny type of way. But clearly, his question is a better question. His question is that if you're telling me that the second part, after your mafresh, only the mafresh part is the kapara, and Tosis has to say only the hafresh part is the kapara, why? Because otherwise, he says, the suffek should have to give the what's the name. So why doesn't he give it, the suffek? So the reason why he doesn't give it, because even though he's mafresh it, but actually give it. So they have to be mafresh, we don't have to give it. So that's the money part. So then why don't we say kamli v'lamini on that? That's Nesivis question number 3. Be'emtza dvarav, v'yesh leimah, devada tzrichin lahafrish, ulefi zeh, ikka kapora tluyi ba'afrasha, ulechay rekasha. It's shver. Kivin the ikka kapora tluyi ba'afrasha, imkein, kasha le'il, gabe kamli v'lamini, shikasu tesis. De'ein poitib etashlumi truma, mishum etashlumi truma ve'kapora, ulefi hanal, basically we just said kasha, the halay yitztarich rak lahafrish v'loy l'shalem l'koyin. So if that's the case, kapara only means to give to the mafrish and not to give to the koyin. And why shouldn't you have to give to the koyin? Because of kamle b'derabim minei v'rachman achay v'af l'shalem l'koyin d'chsev v'nosen l'koyin v'gil rachman akam l'ramein apoyt l'shalom l'koyin shenim shum kapara. In other words, why is there no heter of kamle b'namine? Why would you have to pay? Yes, question? Comes in the Sivis with a bomb chiddush. Says in the Sivis, look what he says. He says, you're right. I'm telling you that it's not after I was only the mafrashes part is the kapara part. But the second part, to give it to the kohen, is not because it belongs to the kohen, not because it's payment for what I stole from the kohen. It's still not tashlume mamain. You know, if it's tashlumei mamon, then it's kimle raminei. She said the second part is not tashlumei mamon. You know what the second part is? The second part is every time I am mafresh truma, there's a mitzvah to give the truma. Mitzvah to give the truma. Says the Nesivis, the same. When I stole truma from a kohen, I ate truma from a kohen, there's a chiv kapar to be mafresh it. And now there's a chiv to give it to the kohen, not because I did something bad, I stole it from him, I'm returning what I stole from him, upon which you'd have kim levit rab minei. No! The reason why I have to give it to the kohen, because every time I'm mafresh truma, there's a mitzvah to give to the kohen. Mitzvah to give the truma that I was mafresh. Not because I'm returning something I stole from him. If that's the case, there's a heter. Kam levit rab minei. You stole from him, you gotta give him back. Because of punishment. You won't have to do it. But here the reason why I'm giving it to the kohen is not because of I stole from him, but rather because it's a mitzvah after it had to be mafresh because of a kapara, now there's a mitzvah to give like the first time around. If that's the case, you're potter, there is no ptur of kamle b'ramine, you gotta give. Why do you have to give to that kohen? Right? So they say, no, because that kohen caused it or something like that. Funny shot, but that's what he says. Look what he writes. V'nir li.
So, in any case, it's two.
Taslume truma, we're talking about.
In any case, it's two. In truma, it's two mitzvahs. Is that Prasha and Nesina?
Yeah. No, it's right. Prasha and Nesina. That's it. But it's nothing to do with Mominus. Or at least over here, maybe. I'm not sure. Every case, maybe like that.
Year.
What?
I think it's only here.
Every truma should be like that. That's what he writes. V'nir li, the hodikos of Rachmana. V'nosan lakoyen, the third line in the Nesivus, Beisakov, number 3, v'nirali. The hodikos v'rachmona, v'nosan lakoyen, that what the Torah says, you gotta give the tashlumin to the koyen, keren v'chaymesh, eina mishum tashlumin shel gezel hakoyen, not because I stole it from the koyen, and hence there'll be a tour of kimle b'drabinei, rakum mitzvah asei, dikeshe hifrish, Nasin truma, k'may nesinas truma, mafrash es krishaloi. You have to give it just like when you give it the first time. V'chol shu mitzvahs asei, ein kimle b'drabim minei, poitel. Why by the suffolk don't we have to do the hafrasha and the mitzvah? Well, what's halacha? Every mitzvah which is a mamonis dika mitzvah. For example, pidyon aben, or pidyon petach hamor, if there's a safek, hamaytzi mechavel avaraya. So true, it's a mitzvah, but it's a mamonis dika mitzvah. Avak true safek, ein achayev, kamoi b'shal safek truma, shadinu de mafresh truma la'atmoi, kamoi b'safek petach hamor, she mafresh v'hu shalai. So therefore, he says that the reason why I'm giving back massive chiddush, tashlumei truma, when the Torah says you got to pay back b'shoigek, you got to pay back the keren v'chaymesh, it's not because I stole from him. There's no chiyuv mamon at all. It's a regular mitzvah. The kapara has to be mafresh, and once a mafresh, you do the whole thing over again, give it to kohen. Why that kohen? You have a kasha because of that kohen. But that's basically what happens over here. It's not more than a mitzvah asay. And if it's not more than a mitzvah asay, there's no ptur of kam levit amine, and therefore on Pesach, you gotta pay for it, and you gotta give it, because the mitzvah asay, truma. That is the way the Nesivus learns. Well, what? Huge chiddush. We're not finished yet.
Only because of, it doesn't work like that anywhere. Because everyone's being made whole here the same way in any other case.
No, that's exactly the point.
I know. It's the same exact case as Geneva, but except it's splitting it up.
Exactly. And it's not being made whole at all. What about his chiv that you stole something from him, right, giving it back? Right. I don't know. Right. But he says...
essentially doing the same thing, but you...
But you're
categorizing it.
Just as a mitzvah, why? Because once a mafresh something, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So I give it to the kohen. That's it. But there's no ptur of kamei b'raminei. If that's the case, by a suffix you should have to give it to the kohen. No, but it's a mitzvah mamonis, a mitzvah to give, If I'm
but, it's not a mitzvah, it's I own.
No, not because I own. But that's exactly the point.
It's a mitzvah, but with the kohen, the
petach hamor.
Yeah, where I'm not sure. That's not a mitzvah. At this right. point, it's not a mitzvah. Right. At this point, it's just mamon.
Which case? Safek petach hamor? If it's a safek petach hamor, if you mafresh it, mafresh, safek truma, you mafresh, you don't have to give it. So, yeah, same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's no mitzvah sasei anymore.
Where is the no mitzvah sasei?
With the safek.
Why not? Safek truma, regular safek truma, or our case, where I stole it?
Not what you stole.
It's regular suffix truma. It's a regular suffix mitzvah say. It's a suffix mitzvah say and a mominus. Right, correct.
That's what I'm trying to say. There's no more mitzvah say because of the suffix.
Correct.
And therefore, it's mamutz.
Correct.
Here, there is a mitzvah say.
Why is it mitzvah say?
Why not?
Mitzvah say like every truma. Like every truma which is a suffix. I was mafresh it, and do I give it to him or not? Suffix, you don't have to give. No different than every truma, which is suffix.
Why is there a
suffix?
When I stole it from him, there's no suffix. When once it is
no, it's suffix, I'm the suffix, the guy who's a Ben Zion, the Ben Test. Taste this question.
That's a suffix.
Right. So if I'm a suffix, same thing. So I don't have to give it.
But where I stole it.
But that we're talking about that case.
No suffix.
We're talking about that case. Not the case where he stole it. We're talking about a case. Taste had a question that if I am a suffix, if I'm considered stealing or not, because maybe I can eat the truma. So in such a case, you don't have to give it. So his question was that if it's a regular kapara, so why shouldn't they have to do kapara?
Again, once there's a suffix, the mitzvah sasei goes away. Whatever reason for the suffix, whether it's suffix.
Correct.
The suffix, the mitzvah.
Correct. So therefore, you don't have to give it.
Right. But in the case where I stole from the kohen.
Correct.
The mitzvah sasei is still there.
Correct.
So it's not that it's two separate actions. It's that the mitzvah sasei overrides kimlei b'derabim.
Correct.
Because I can't impose not giving it if I have a mitzvah.
Correct. So you're not saying anything different.
No, I'm just saying it's based on the fact that the mitzvah sasei is still in place.
That's exact. I got it. You're clarifying it. In other words, by the suffix, there's no more mitzvah sasei because it's a mitzvah sasei which is based on mamonis. So therefore, that by suffix, the mitzvah sasei is gone. Correct.
Once I got it,
Mashenkin by regular it's place where I stole it. So the older is a mitzvah sasei. So the mitzvah sasei is in place. So mitzvah sasei has nothing to do with kamlei raminei, and therefore you have to pay. Okay, makes sense. It overrides it, correct. It has nothing to do with Kimmel. It's nothing. Kimmel Amnei is punishment. It has nothing to do with punishment. It's a mitzvah. Say, that's a pshat in the Nesivus. Comes along the stipler, and the stipler says, Nesivus doesn't make sense. Why does it make sense? Because if you tell me it's a mitzvah's assay, that's a pshat. Every time I pay back truma, tashlume truma, Keren v'chaimish. The pasuk in the Torah that we read every year in Vayikra. V'ish ki yeichal kodesh mishgaga. V'yat chamisha lov v'nosan kodesh ha-kodesh. You got to give it. So the way the Nesivis explains it is it's a kapara to be mafrish, and it's a regular mitzvah asay to give the truma. That's why it learns. So if that's the pshat, he says, so then why is the halacha that if you have your own truma that you ate, a kohen gave you truma, you yarshan truma from your grandfather the kohen, and you went ahead and ate it. What's the halacha? What should be the halacha? What should be the halacha? You're a yizar, sha'ochal truma, b'shegek. You ate your grandfather's truma, he gave it to you, belongs to you. Right? He died and he gave it to you, belongs to you. And you ate the truma. What's halacha? If it's a mitzvah, say what's halacha? You should have to be mafresh it, and what?
And give it
to the kohen. Correct? Why not? The Rambam says clearly, you don't have to, because it belongs to you. So that makes sense, if the reason why I'm paying back the truma, because it's a mamonis dikachiyuv. I get that. If it's a mamonis dikachiyuv, I didn't steal from anybody, so I don't have to pay anybody back. I get that. But if you tell me that it's a kapara and I have to be mafresh and it's a mitzvah now, once a mafresh, to give it to the kohen, so who cares if it's mine? At the end of the day, once a mafresh, I got to give it. So what's pshat in the Rambam? What's pshat in the Tosis? That if you eat your own truma, you don't have to give it to anybody because it's a mamonistic chiv. You can't have it both ways. What's the gather? I don't know the gather in tashlume truma. That's all.
Because there's an interesting gap. After the kapara, where is it then?
If it's a regular mitzvah, I say, so I gotta give it now. I was mafresh truma every time. If you learn like that pshat, every time I take the truma, I have it by whole silo. I take off a little truma, right now, beautiful. I take a truma, and now I got a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. If that's so, regular pshat is if I ate somebody else's truma, I gotta pay back what I stole from him. That makes sense to me. So if you gotta pay back. Tais says that can't be pshat, because then it becomes leiv rabbinei. Says no, it's a kapara. Says I'm full kapara. Well, it's a kapara, and the second I have to give it to kohen is the mamonis. So pasuk pshat means it's a kapara, and then there's a chiyuv to pay back what you stole. You gotta be mafresh, and you gotta pay back what you stole. Both dinam are correct. But then the Nesivis says, well, that's the case. It should be potim because come leiv rabbinei. So Nesivis, no, nothing to do with mamonis. There's no chiyuv mamon at all. You don't have to pay back what you stole. Why am I giving back? Kapara, and I gotta be give it over, do it over again. The first time I took truma, somebody took truma and gave it to a kohen. I went and I ate that truma. I gotta be mafresh the truma and again do a new mitzvah and give it to the kohen. So if that's the case, even if it's mine, it should be like that. So what's shot in this Nesivis? Doesn't make sense to learn like that. So they're all busy with it, trying to find the right hagdara, the right gather of what happens when Tashlume truma. When I gotta pay, kedem v'chaymish v'ashem, what's up shot? How do we understand it? Look at number six. V'ik al-kaponim, ike divrei beis Yaakov, sheyesh ba-mitzvahs nesinu l'koin, k'moy truma sakrish al-tevel shaloi, tzachien, hei chashoi lita domov shoi, chashoi se truma necheles truma shaloi. In other words, how could you get money for it, or how could you give it to a koin and get money for it, and not have to give it back to a koin? After all, at the end of the day, there's a mitzvahs nesinu, what's up shot? So they're all busy with it. And it's not clear. There's a Gemara, I have to introduce you quickly to Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim asked, look at number 7. Iboilu, kshu mishalem, lefi mido mishalem, oi lefi domi mishalem. Wow. The Gemara has that question. Seems to be this question. The Gemara says that when you pay back truma that you ate b'shoigek, right? So you have a chiv to pay back, the one you stole it from. You ate back, you have to pay back truma that you eat b'shoigek, you got to pay back. So what do you have to pay back? Based on the value or based on the amount that you ate? So you might say, for example, kolech di mikor shavi abo zuz v'shoiv shavi zuz leki bolach v'ayim kor mishal mifidom min logam migazlin. It was first worth 4 zuz, and then now it's only worth 1 zuz. You got to pay back 4 zuz because you stole that. Beginning it was worth 1 zuz, and now it's worth a lot. And now it's worth 4 zuz. So could you give back the small one or a big one? Whatever it is, you have to pay back the value, or you have to pay back the size that you ate. So they all want to say, so one of the people asked the Brisker Rav and says, well, it seems from this Gemara, if you hold lefi domi mishalem, based on the value that I ate, that means what I stole, say if I ate less than the Shava Pruta, I'm potter to pay. Don't got to do anything because there's no Shava Pruta, there's no value. Says the Brisker Rav that no, Shava Pruta, look what he writes. Look over here, he writes, number 8. The Masha Kotzak Foyte Rosoi, the Ilifi Domish Shalem, or Inkan Domim, Kivin the Lesbos Shava Pruta. Where do I say Shava Puta makes plays a role if I'm paying back because I stole something? There's a Chiyuv Mamon. Even if I'm paying based on the value, who's a din tashlume truma? V'ikah din amachay v'shneim who achilas the truma v'loy din mamashev is there. So busy explaining that by truma, when I'm paying back the truma, it's not because I stole the value, because the truma that I ate. See, he also doesn't want to say that it's just paying back. Not really going into the shaila, but he's not saying that I'm paying back the value that I stole. It's because I ate the truma, and when I ate the truma, it's irrelevant. It was a shava pruta or not. It's what I did. It's the tashlumin for the truma that I ate, not for the value of the truma. See, again, he goes out of the way. Even though the Gemara says, if you don't have a shalim, you have to pay based on the value, he says, no, it doesn't mean that you look at the value, it's because of the truma that I ate, I have to replace the truma. But it's not the domim. So what is this in-between gather? How do we understand tashlume truma? What's going on over here? So Shimon Skop says something, and I think that's what he means to say. Look what he writes in number 10. So he says, "V'nir de kamoy mitzin el mandom lefi midim shalem." One second. Oh, mizem muchach de ena nesin el koyin midin hezek mamoin. Look what Shimon Shkapa. So hard to understand what he means. The giving to the koyin is not because of the damage of the money. I'm repaying what I took. Ve'ena chila geremes chiv enasina el achila geremes din hafroshesh hi kapara. The fact that I ate the truma, I have to be mafresh a new truma. And then there's a chiv to give it. Seems to say that there's a chiv afrasha, but who do I have to give it to? To the original owner that this new chiv afrasha came from. Like, what is he trying to say? I think he's onto something. So I'll tell you what the stipend explains. And I think he says, I didn't understand until I went through it again a few times. And he says like this. Look what he says. And I'll tell you outside, we'll see the inside. Very important. Says the stipler, the concept of tashlume truma is first you have to understand what's the chiyuv when I give truma every time. I have a silo, I take off truma, and I give it to the kohen. So how do we learn that? There are two ways of learning it. There's one pshat to learn, is that the mitzvah is to be mafresh truma, and then there's a mitzvah to go give it to a kohen, right? There's two separate mitzvahs. One is to be mafresh truma, and then there's a mitzvah to take my truma and go give it to a kohen. That's one way of understanding it. Simple way of understanding it. Says the stipler, I think that's what he's trying to say, that's not the pshat. Pshat is like this. Mitzvah number one is to be mafresh truma. Once I'm mafresh truma, the Torah says, this truma belongs to the Kahanim. Now you have a chiyuv to give the Kohen something that belongs to him. Meaning, there's a chiyuv to be mafresh the truma. Once I'm mafresh the truma, it belongs to the Kahanim. It belongs to all the Kahanim. Now the Torah says, go return the truma to its rightful owner. There's a chiyuv mamonus to return that truma that belongs to the Kahanim to find the kohen to give it to. But it's not that you're giving the truma to the kohen and then it belongs to him. It belongs to him as soon as you mafish the truma. Maybe that's part of pshat. But as soon as you mafish the truma, it belongs to the kohen. And now the chiyuv is to give that truma that belongs to the kohen already to return him back his mamonis. Is that part of pshat?
Now we understand the Rambam.
Wait, slow down. This is regular truma. Is this part of pshat in the regular truma? Or that's a chiddush to you. To me, it was somewhat of a chiddush. To Joe, it seems to be Pashup Shat. Is that Pashup Shat?
That's almost saying that he's like a shliach.
Exactly. Once I'm mafish the truma belongs now. The Torah says, this belongs now to the Kahanim. And now you have to make sure, give it back to its rightful owner, return it to its rightful owner. Right? So if that's the case, same thing by Tashlume Truma. By tashlume truma, when you ate, right? When you ate truma, you're zar she'achal truma. You're a stranger, a non-koyein, that ate the truma. So the Torah says, okay, you ate the truma, you got to redo the same thing. You got to be mafresh truma from chulin, be mafresh again the truma. Ah, now the Torah says, the truma that you were mafresh, that's a kapara, you have to do that. Who does it belong to, the Torah says? Torah says, it doesn't belong to the Kohanim. It belongs, we give it now, that it belongs to the Kohen, who because of him, you have to be mafresh the truma. Now go return it to that Kohen, because it belongs to him. That's the Chi of Mamonis. You understand what he's saying? In other words, the Chi of Mamonis gets created after you're mafresh the truma. Then it belongs to that Kohen that you took it from. And now you're returning to him something that just was created that it belonged to him. Says the Stipler, well, when did it become the moment of the Kohen that you have to return it to him? At the time of the Avera, that we can say, come lebi de Abmine? Or at the time of Afrasha? Says the Stipler, if it's at the time of Afrasha, there's no Kim Lebi de Abmine. Kim Abmine, if it's a punishment for what you stole from him. No, not a punishment for what you stole from him. It's like every truma works like that. Every truma, I'm mafresh a truma. Once I'm mafresh a truma, it belongs to the Kohanim. I got to return it now to the Kohanim, who it belongs to. Same thing over here.
You got to return it to the Kohen that caused you to be
mafresh. Oh, so the chiddush over here is that by tashlume truma, so you got to be mafresh it, but now it belongs not to all the Kohanim, it belongs to the Kohen that caused you to be mafresh, that second thing of truma. But when does it belong to the Kohen? Right now. Just like by regular truma. Right now. There's no Kam Levi D'Amine, says the Stipler. Pashut Ma'od. That's exactly what Taisa means. There's a Hafrosha, which is a Din Kapara, but it's still a Chi of Mamonis. Of course, he can be Meichelet afterwards. Of course, there's the Sofik. Sofik Lepotter. Why? Because there's no, not like the Nesiva says, a mitzvah to give it. No. The Chi of to give it is because it belongs to that Kohen. But it only belongs to that Kohen at the time of the Afrasha, which is, right? And it belongs to that Kohen because he caused you to do it. But no different than every Truma.
So what about when you eat your grandfather's
Truma? So if you eat your grandfather's Truma, it's the same thing. When you eat your grandfather's Truma, then, wait, I thought of that. You eat your grandfather's Truma, so then, and how I figured out, when you eat your grandfather's Truma, so then, since there is no Kohen that you took it from, there is no Kohen you took it from, so it doesn't belong to any specific Kohen, doesn't belong really to any Kohen, because the Chiv Mamonis is, who does it belong?
You're not for sure, you gotta give it to
I know, that's a Mehilchas Mitzvah, you got
to
give it.
So that's, so that,
right. So that's what Ram says. You give it to Kohen, he can give you, you can ask him for money back. Because there was never a Chiv that it belonged to him that you had to take from him, and that's exactly what Ram says. Perfect. Makes so much sense. But don't you understand? It's so beautiful. The grandfather thing. The grandfather thing also, there was no, he doesn't discuss it, but I think that's what
it's not yours.
I know it's not yours, but it's, but the, excuse me. I know it's not yours, but the only reason I'm have to be mafreshed over here is because I took it from someone, so the term makes it belong to that person. But here the person that took it from me. So the term doesn't make it belong to anybody.
I understand that.
Give it to any coin. So Rama says you have to give it to a coin, but you can ask him money for it. Why? Because there was no real bailus.
It's not yours.
I know, but it's not yours. But it's not any other coins either, because the whole reason of that frasha is, in other words, every time I mafresh it, so now it belongs, Torah makes it belongs to the Shevet. In this case, the Torah says, oh, this is a do-over, so you have to mafresh it, and it belongs to who? To the guy you took it from. But the guy you took it from is yourself. So then,
in this example, I ate my grandfather's truma. So I had a barrel of truma, and I ate from it. And I shouldn't have eaten. So now the Torah makes me mafresh. What am I mafresh from? My field?
Oh, so that's
from
so,
that barrel. I got a mafresh from
not from that barrel.
I have to mafresh
from your field. Right.
So
what makes a truma?
So I mafresh it. Once I mafresh it, it's truma.
Then who does it belong to?
Anybody.
No, it doesn't belong to anybody.
Because I created
truma. I understand. But that's exactly his point. His point is, part of his proof is how could you be mafresh if I have a chiyuv of truma, then I can say, I'm mafresh it, it belongs to the Shevet Kahanim. Correct? But if there's no chiyuv of truma, really, because there's no new field to have to take truma from, I've already given truma, so the only way it can belong to somebody is if the Torah says, okay, it belongs to the one who you took it from. You need that part. I know, so you need that part to make a truma. So I guess part of if I took it for myself, then I guess that's the way he puts it together. Let's look inside. That's his chiddush. Look at number 11. I think that's what I was struggling with a little bit, but that's the svara. V'nir loy maktsas boif en ache. V'kemoy b'mafrish truma sakish eloy. V'nasa shnei dvarim. Every truma, two things happen. Echot, shemizkadesh b'kdushas truma. Habeis, shenase momen hashevet. Kivin shebishul zeh hufrash. Hochenami, b'mafrish, don't say all that svara, but that's the svara which I'm adding on, that it becomes, I'm not giving now a mitzvah, I'm just returning something which belongs to him. Hochenami, b'mafrish tashlume truma, shenasem ha-tashlume truma, heim nasem b'shas ha-froshe, gam ha-moyne shazeh, shechayiv liten loy tashlumin, kivin shebishvil loy hufrash. At the time of ha-froshe, it belongs to that person. Because of him, you have to take a new truma. You can't just call something truma unless it's tashlumei truma. I guess he means to say that if it doesn't at the time of Afrasha belong to anybody, then it's not truma. Ela kocha shebishas Afrasha nase gam kein tashlumin. Haynu shenase memoyne shazeh shoyse truma nechel shaloi. Ukshoyse truma zatzmoi, deoz eina tashlumin. Ela litruma kaloima shi toise peres truma oilam lumas ma shivse bachilis shayna. Azem gamach shaloi kemoy tuma rishayna. Which means, in a case where it's your own, so there was no bailim that it got lost from, so then that second part doesn't happen, or something like that. But the first part is still there.
It's a different type of bominess.
It's a bailus that really belongs to itself, and therefore it doesn't apply. And therefore he says, if that's as far 11a, v'hashto im emeshu shebishas afrosha nasa moedah shazeh shayse trum rishen ishloi. At the time of afrosha, it's not that I'm returning. That's for sure not pshat. It's not that I'm returning something like I would do by regular gzela. Then this come leben ramine. But I'm only, now it becomes his, and now I'm returning it because it became him at the time of Russia. Oh, se shabte lo shachla la hakshoys. She put him since then come ramine. Vuhu, she ois es chie, she nazla af Russia, se moine she zeshe, yitru mishayna, hare esku ze chal b'shas af Russia. Vuhu, vuhu, shas chile se chomeitz. Vuhu, shas vushle, come ramine, shchai vuhu, zene shach eklal, there is no other Einish, and there's no come ramine. Then he has a different terrence, that is, if it's banned, there's no come ramine. Anyway, that's more on the Sanhedrin, we're not going into that. But that's as far. What's fascinating over here is that a pasuk in the Torah that you give tashlume truma, which is keren v'chaimish, it's so complicated and deep what the pshat is, how it works, how it operates. Does it operate as just the tashlumin? That's one way of learning. Clearly not, because then it becomes l'ramine. Does it operate? No, says Nesivus. It's just the hafrosh and the mitzvah to give, nothing more than that. Mitzvah to give, so then why by yourself? You shouldn't have to give it. Not that either. Says the disciple, no, I found the in-between way. I found that it's a chiyuv afrasha, and once it's a chiyuv afrasha, every chumah, it becomes mominous of the shevet, so to over here. By tashlumei chumah, once a chiyuv afrasha, that's when it becomes mominous of that person you stole from. You have to return what belongs to him. Fine. You have to give to him rightfully his. Not returning, not stealing. But there's no kamei lamine, and therefore that's pshat in Taisvus that by truma there is no kamei lamine. It's supposed to hektish. Hektish is regular stealing from somebody, returning kamei lamine, and therefore there's no ptur. There is a ptur of kamei lamine. However, in the case of not chametz, then obviously there's gzeirah kasef that there's no ptur because it's the pasuk says that. So that's the gather of tashlumei truma. Fascinating.